Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Bieber, and I'm here from the Kings County Department of Public Health, one of the health departments in the CROP project. And I've had the opportunity to be involved with the CROP. Before I get into this, I also have no relationships to disclose. I have had the opportunity to be involved with the CROP project since it was in the planning stages. So today I'm going to share with you how the role of health departments in obesity prevention has changed since the inception of this project, and how our collaboration at the regional level contributed to that, and what capacities are necessary to, in a health department for obesity prevention efforts. Traditionally, health departments were engaged in nutrition education and food assistance programs, primarily through the Women, Infants, and Children WIC program and the Federal Food Stamp Nutrition Education Program. These have a very individual focus and were reaching a fairly limited audience. We weren't focusing much on physical activity, although the WIC program has incorporated that in recent years. And we knew this wasn't having the impact we would like on obesity rates. So some of the health departments around 2000, the year 2000, started to convene some collaborative, which would be getting together stakeholders in the county, to look at what we might be able to do together. But again, these were unfunded and usually focused on providing more nutrition education. In addition, we started incorporating some worksite wellness activities in the health departments, and usually would do this by having a staff person who already had other primary responsibilities squeeze this into their workload and do things like organize an employee walking challenge. We'd buy pedometers for everybody, and we did find that this got people involved, but again, it was things we were doing on top of our already full plates. So this is what was happening historically. The health directors in the health departments in the region got together just because we were all seeing the same types of problems. As you saw from the presentations before, we had some similar demographics and similar issues, so it seemed to make sense that if we collaborated, we might be able to, we definitely reach more people, and we might have more capacity to secure funding and have a greater impact. In addition to some of the indicators that you see on the slide, there are also some studies done by the California Center for Public Health Advocacy. They measured the number of convenience stores and fast food restaurants compared to grocery stores and produce markets, and found that in California, there were four times more convenience stores and fast food restaurants than grocery stores. And in the Central Valley and some of the cities, there were six times more. So you're much more likely to encounter opportunities to purchase unhealthy food than healthy food. They followed that study with one called Design for Disease, in which they looked at obesity and diabetes rates in those areas that had higher numbers of fast food and convenience stores, and found that there were higher rates of diabetes and obesity in those areas. Also, a lot of challenges to moving more. You saw the condition of some of the parks, poor neighborhood walkability in the unincorporated areas, and automobile-dependent design in the cities. The California Pan-Ethnic Health Network did a study where they looked at the several indicators that measured the kind of health wellness environment in communities throughout California. And you might guess 7 out of the 10 worst counties in California were in the Central Valley. So we knew it was bad, and we were starting to get an idea of just how bad it was. Then with the collaboration between the health departments and Fresno State University, we got the funding from the California Endowment and got to work. The first thing we needed was a guide in how to approach the work, and that was the development of logic models, which we did with a lot of assistance from our evaluators, Samuels and Associates. And the logic model had components that the health departments would work on, the community would work on, and areas where we would work together. The things that you see on the sectors you see on the screen are the ones that would be primary focus for health departments. So we ramped up our efforts in worksite wellness, doing things like making actual policies that would guide the offering of healthy foods at health department-sponsored meetings and events, including wellness services in our insurance plans. And this actually reached all of the employees of the county. So this was a true investment on the part of the county in the health of their own workforce and a change in our own working environment. In the area of neighborhoods and communities, much of the work done in the built environment, I'll just highlight a few things. Ellen mentioned the zoning change in Fresno that allowed for the establishment of farmers markets. That was something health departments hadn't done before. Working more closely with planning departments, health department staff were and crop staff were participating with planning departments to incorporate health language and policies in general plan updates. In the area of health care, one of the counties launched a program called Prescription for Physical Activity, in which they worked with their county clinicians, and they would be giving a prescription for physical activity to all of their patients, along with a referral to accessible recreation and physical activity resources in their area that they knew existed. So this was a real departure from the way health departments had done things, especially in the area of the built environment. We had to learn a lot about this, develop relationships with partners we hadn't worked with before. So we really, and we still value our nutrition education and food assistance programs, but consider them a component along with these other activities of obesity prevention efforts. I'm going to skip through a few of these. The benefits of collaboration, the peer network. We had each other, the original six and now eight counties. There were five counties that were funded ahead of us that were doing the same kind of work and already had some experience behind them. So we had the benefit of their knowledge and experiences. And Ellen referred to the California Convergence, which is a larger network of health departments and organizations engaged in similar activities. So these were people who are on the ground like us, trying to do the same kinds of things. And, you know, moral support and experience, we really benefited from that. Training. This is just a sample of the training we got. And the great thing about it was the training was specific to our own needs. We would get on a conference call, and Veva would say, "What do you need? What do you need to learn how to do?" And she and her team would make it so. They would make all of the arrangements, get the speaker, get the trainer, buy us lunch, give us a nice lunch. And this was valuable because we would be trying to do this on our own, six or eight counties, vying for the time of these trainers and consultants. They get the benefit of having one point of contact, being able to train staff in eight counties at once. And this, again, was just specific to our own needs. The other benefit of working regionally was the technical assistance. There are numerous organizations and consultants that have been engaged at the regional level to provide hands-on technical assistance. So we get training that's generalized and then have access to this network of experts to work with us one-on-one on whatever particular issue it is that we might be working on, whether it's corner store conversions, built environment, how to work better with healthcare. And again, this has been invaluable because we had one person who was in a position to make all the connections and set these things up. And so in many cases, they would come do a site visit with us, or they're just a phone call away. Some of the things that were necessary for the health department to be able to do these things, one was the trained and experienced staff. I think when we describe doing nutrition education and you saw some of the communities where we work, the WIC staff would go out into the community to provide services, and they know that the environment might not be conducive to the families making the changes we're asking them to, but we didn't know what to do about that. So having somebody in the health department who was dedicated to that, that's the other thing. We can't delegate any other extra responsibilities to them. They're dedicated to doing this type of work. Having the funding to be able to do that and the support of our health department administration. And some of the things we learned is when we started off, it was kind of a giant leap of faith because we didn't have as much local data as we would like. The studies I mentioned hadn't been published when we started doing this work, and we didn't have a lot of county-specific health data, especially in the smaller counties. There was a steep learning curve. I described making a logic model, but that is a presentation in its own because that took quite a lot of, you know, time and support and learning for us to do. But all this collaboration has worked. It has helped us strengthen our ability to get other funding. Some of the counties have received funding from the California Department of Health for local public health in the built environment. They've gotten environmental justice grants from the California Department of Transportation. And as a region, we are seeking funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that would provide training for building the community capacity. So overall, we think this was a very good way to work. And with that, I will close and turn the podium over to Dr. Matilda Ruay.